tech sector executives, like the head of Google's parent company, who tweeted, "Immigration has contributed immensely to America's economic success." And three members of a family found dead in a backyard swimming pool.
Police in East Brunswick in central New Jersey responding to a 911 call late Monday afternoon from a neighbor who reported hearing screams. The victims include an 8-year-old girl, her 32-year-old mother, and a 62-year-old uncle.
Fox's Jack Callahan. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
What is it, 23rd of June now? Yeah, we've got a cooling trend on the way. It's called October. It's just so humid outside. I mean, 79% humidity right now. Warm and humid again today with a high around 87. Yesterday, the radar just exploded in color right around lunchtime. And that's going to happen again today. Just, like throwing a match on kerosene. So a couple of the stronger storms this afternoon could have damaging wind gusts. Tropical downpours today and tomorrow with a high today around 87. Tomorrow's high 86. Numerous showers and storms. And the storms thin out in number by Thursday. And we're back to isolated storms. More of a typical summer forecast by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, that southwest breeze at 10 miles per hour helps a little bit. But it's god-awful humid and 79 now at 9:04. Did you see the text I sent you?
The
headline from MSNBC. No, actually, this was on the NBC television network this morning.
Okay.
Says that massive dust storm heading towards U.S. So forget about COVID-19.
Right.
Forget about the murder hornets.
Right.
It's now a massive dust storm heading for the United States.
We better watch out.
And they said it's going to make COVID-19 worse.
Well, it's going to make people sneeze more.
Well, it's going to be, it's respiratory in nature.
Right. It's going to blot out the sun.
Talk about a producer getting something that wrong. We get the Saharan dust. It's frequent. It happens
all the time. Oh, no, but this is
a
common
storm.
The news isn't new anymore, Rich. The news isn't new.
It's crazy.
And it's often wrong. Just because you watch the news, folks, doesn't mean that you are correct in what you understand.
Yeah, hope it doesn't affect the stock market.
Yeah, likewise.
Which was up a little while ago. Stock market crashed in the middle of the night when there was fears that the China deal was off. Did you hear about this controversy?
Right, I did.
And the president corrected that this morning and said, "No, it's very much intact.
The China deal in China, President Xi.
It's intact.
Xi." President Xi, it's with an X and an I, but it's pronounced she. Sometimes I say G when I'm tired, you know.
He's on his way to Arizona right now, or he's about to be.
Well, it's a dry heat out there. You got to get, if you're going to be in the sun, let's make sure it's not humid.
That's the park across the street from the White House.
Yeah, they tried to pull down the Andrew Jackson statue.
Every statue now, every statue, no matter if what it's about is being attacked. I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, and now, the name Sean King?
I don't.
He's a Black Lives Matter activist. There's over 1 million followers on the Twitter.
Is it right?
Yeah, he said that now it's time to take down white Jesus. Never mind that, for instance, in Ethiopia, they've had a depiction of a black Jesus
for
1,000-plus years
in
other parts of the world. Jesus is kind of, he can take on the appearance of the population. It's interesting.
Jesus was a real person. I mean, there's no dispute that this person lived.
Yeah, and if the historical Jesus, I guess what he would look like would be kind of Israeli, Middle Eastern. Maybe,
now,
I don't know.
Now, God is a different thing. How do you depict what God looks like?
I feel like I'm about to step in a bear trap with this conversation.
Look at the time.
Hey, Chase, you want to go? You ready?
Bye, Chase.
All right, Chase, let's take our leave. You want to?
Chase, you sniffed any butts lately? I know that's what you dogs like to do.
Have a good day.
You too, Rich. You too. 272-9228. That's the number when we open up news and views from 9 to noon here. I think we're going to be flying, fairly solo, myself and intern the Tim coming up. Jack has some errands to run this fine Tuesday morning. I'm trying to ease into things, folks. If you can
tell by the tone of my voice because, well, the world's gone mad, so I'm trying not to add to the craziness. And one way you can feel a little more centered, feel like you're preserving your own history, is to go by Dan Black Studios. They're the sponsor of this upcoming first hour of news and views from 9 till noon. At Dan Black Studios, you can take those old memories that are stuck on those analog video formats, whether those old VHS, Betamax, VHS-C, 8mm film, whatever it is, all those old analog formats, you can get them transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer at 50% off at Dan Black Studios. So give them a call today, 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell Dan Black and the team at Dan Black Studios that you're a News and Views listener when you're taking advantage of that 50% off. News and Views from 9 to noon begins in mere moments.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a deadly weekend shooting. Montgomery police say 30-year-old Sean Williams was found shot in the 1500 block of North Decatur Street Saturday night. He later died at the hospital. Police say another man was shot and has non-life-threatening injuries. There are now more than 30,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. Health officials say at least 831 people have died. The state has now tested close to 350,000 people. Montgomery County and the city of Montgomery have both now lifted the COVID-19 curfews. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed says he wants Montgomery police to develop a better relationship with the community. He made these comments at a meeting between the mayors of Alabama's 10 biggest cities Monday in Mobile. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Ray Bowles at Proudville Carpet, inviting you to our summer sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring. We've got red-hot deals on all carpet, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive half-off pet pad. Call for your free measurement today at 285-8117. You can save thousands, plus receive interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Don't miss this red-hot summer sale going on now at Proudville Carpet. Call us today at 285-8117.
2 years from now, got any plans? I don't. But two-year contracts make you plan around them anyway. What's even happening tomorrow? At WOW, we give contracts the modern touch by not having them. With us, not only do you get our super-fast Internet 200 for a ridiculously low $44.99 a month, but you'll also get safe, simple, contact-free installation. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Limited offer for new customers with autopay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The Home Depot is cooking up new ways to start summer here and bring summer home. From online ordering to free delivery and convenient store pickup, we're helping make sure taking care of your summer projects is a breeze. And summer savings on all your favorite brands make things even easier. So freshen up the deck, fire up the grill. Summer's here, and it's as close as your own backyard. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I got hairy legs. And every once in a while, I'll have one of these days where I'm hit left and right, like even this great event. What if you could have seen outside, or if you could have heard the reports, oh, it's COVID. It's this, I'm getting, it's, by the way, it's a disease without question, has more names than any disease in history. I can name Kung Flu. I can name 19 different versions of names.
Welcome to News and Views from 9 till noon. And folks, if you laughed at that, intern the Tim, you better stop laughing.
I'm sorry.
If you smirked at that, even if you let out one of those like sounding like Donald Duck, maybe chortled. But if you did any of those things, if you showed any amusement at what the President of the United States said on Saturday night,
you're racist.
And you're just a bad person. Yeah. Yeah, you're a bad person. You're mildly racist, though here's the deal. That's a great Rorschach test. Really, are you on the left or the right? Now, it's not a deeply principled one. It's not a greatly learned one. But you could play people that clip of the president saying that term, that nefarious pun. And if you laugh at it, you're probably on the right. If you think he's mocking the deaths of thousands, like Anderson Cooper suggested last night, then you're probably on the left, or you're just in corporate media and you're doing your job. But yesterday, I watched the White House press conference, the press briefing that Kayleigh McEnany does. And if you think I was watching it just because she was wearing that very striking pink dress with the one strap on the right shoulder, that was not the reason.
Okay.
I was watching for information. It's not like these press briefings are a bunch of sound and fury and political theater. No, this is where you get great information. But I'm watching it. It lasted for about 22 minutes or so. And Kayleigh McEnany opens up with a big statement about the media isn't reporting the violence in the country. And it continued, not just, you know, sort of mayhem and random violence, but people tried to deface and tear down statues in Lafayette Park right outside the White House. They tried to pull down Andrew Jackson. So she opens up with this big statement about how the media is not really reporting these things, or how somebody was shot in CHOP, which Seattle...
Twice.
Yeah.
I think there was two shootings.
I guess the mayor of Seattle now doesn't agree with love or democracy.
Well, per capita, it's now the most dangerous place in the United States.
It's funny how statistics work like that. But I'm watching this, and McEnany does her opening statement. You get a few opening questions about the rally, and is the president happy with the crowd numbers? Here's the deal, folks. Yeah, the crowd numbers are not where I think the campaign wanted it to be. It seems they were had a bit by some pranksters online putting in reservations with no intention of showing up. But generally speaking, I'm watching this saying, I bet in Trump country, where we live for the most part, that people are tuning in and finding this refreshing
from coronavirus task force press briefings, from sit-down interviews about the Durham report or the latest on, you know, what does Attorney General Barr think of systemic racism in our police system. I think there are a lot of folks in Trump country who tuned in, and despite the numbers in the arena, are watching this and having a good time. And in fact, the numbers just on Fox News alone, I think Nielsen reported 7.7 million people tuned in. That's the biggest night ever for Fox News on a Saturday.
I just got to make one point about the TikTok kids going in and making reservations.
You can't say TikTok. That's no, you're talking about the app.
Yeah, whoa, Joey.
Whoa, intern.
So does that not prove the point that mail-in ballots can be tampered with, or any kind of electronic ballots that the left is vying for? I mean, they obviously just proved that they can manipulate numbers, right?
Well, sure. I mean, right. So reservations and documentation, yeah, and they're willing to do it. And you know how dumb of them. They said the quiet part out loud. Like, if it worked so well, AOC, why not keep your mouth shut and keep it up? But no, you had to spike the football, like I said yesterday. But anyway, press conference is going on, a little bit about the rally, a little bit about the Bolton book. And then it got to that very, well, racist moment. Or more like slightly racist moment. Or like culturally insensitive moment. It's funny how there's different gradations of this stuff. Where the president said, Kung Flu. Oh, crap, I said it. But if it's so bad and racist, I believe the press asked Kayleigh McEnany 8 times... And in every one of their questions, they brought up the term and said the term Kung Flu. Here's just my take on this. If it was so bad, I don't think the reporters would be saying it over and over and over again. If it was so horrendous, if a situation was so bad, then you would go out of your way to create some euphemism to say that that terrible, insensitive screed, that terrible, racist term used by the president. If it was actually that bad, and we can all think of those words out there. Of course, the N-word, and nobody should be, you know, unless you, you know, you want to say it. I don't think you should. Well, I guess, you know, but there's the double standard, you know. But there are words I just don't say in my life. There are other ones you can think of, but even thinking of them's bad. By the way, did you see that Jimmy Kimmel is now in hot water?
I saw that, yeah. He dropped the N-word.
While doing a Snoop Dogg, bit. Impersonation or bit or comedy sketch. You think Kimmel's going to get it, or do you think he survives another...
As much as scandal. I like to watch them eat their own, it'll be, I think, what is that, like the sixth or seventh scandal he's gone through in the last couple of years that just kind of got pushed under the rug?
Right. Yeah, so there are all these words that, and even you could just have a situation happen, like, say, a murder, or like in the case of Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby, there are certain things that they did that's laid out in court, but you don't see the press and the reporters repeating in detail, say, what some of these guys did, because it's disgusting. It's terrible. It's horrible. You don't want to just continually, whenever something is truly terrible, you're not going to hear the press echo it. But if it's kind of, you know, upsetting to some people, especially if it's framed in a certain way, then they'll repeat it all day, every day. And so, if it's so bad, why would the reporters say something like this?
You ever wondered what actors and actresses do when...
I hate this computer.
straight to commercial.
Is that somebody literally doing glute raises right in yoga pants?
Yeah, Joey, what have you been looking up on this computer?
I don't know. Get to the report.
I have a question of my own. Last July, President Trump declared himself the least racist person there is anywhere in the world.
Hold on. Have you ever said that before, intern the Tim?
I'm the least racist person of anyone anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
I think that was the first time I've said it. It's pretty deep.
It's called truthful hyperbole. I do it in real estate deals. I do it in, you know, when I'm making a golf course. I'm like, this is the biggest, beautiful, most incredible golf course in the world, second only to my other golf course.
So that's Trump.
I'm the least racist person in the world ever.
So, go on.
Why did does he use racist phrases like the Kung Flu?
The president doesn't. What the president does do is point to the fact that the origin of the virus is China. It's a fair thing to point out as China tries to ridiculously rewrite history, ridiculously blame the coronavirus on American soldiers. This is what China's trying to do. And what President Trump is saying, no, China, I will label this virus for its place of origin.
That's what he's saying by using the racist phrase, Kung Flu.
He is leading it to its place of origin.
What does he have to say to Asian Americans who are deeply offended and worried that his use will lead to further attacks of discrimination?
So the president has said very clearly, it's important that we totally protect our Asian community in the U.S. and all around the world. They're amazing people, and the spreading of the virus is not their fault in any way, shape, or form. They're working closely with us to get rid of it. We will prevail together. It's very important. So it's not a discussion about Asian Americans, who the president values and prizes as citizens of this great country. It is an indictment of China for letting this virus get here. And I would also point out that the media blames President Trump for using the terms China virus and Wuhan virus when they themselves have used these very terms. The New York Times called it the Chinese coronavirus. Virus, Reuters, the Chinese virus, CNN, the Chinese coronavirus on January 20th, Washington Post, January 21st, Chinese coronavirus, and I have more than a dozen other examples.
A separate category, Kaylee. Kung Flu is extremely offensive to the Asian American community. To be clear, are you saying the White House does not believe it is racist?
To be clear, I think the media is trying to play games with the terminology of this virus, where the focus should be on the fact that China let this out of their country. The same phrase that the media roundly now condemns has been used by the media. I can go more examples. Wuhan virus, CNN said on January 22nd, and we can go on and on and on. So while the media wants to focus on nomenclature, the president's going to focus on action.
America 2020, folks. This is the serious information gathering press briefing we're talking about. It's such a terrible, terrible term. We got to repeat it three times. And she wasn't the only one. It went to, what was it, Caitlin? Yeah. She grew up in Prattville.
Yeah,
she's now working
Caitlin
for
CNN.
Yeah, she's working for CNN. She brought it up several times. A few other people just, and they kept saying the term. They kept, like, if it was so bad, then you wouldn't keep repeating it, number one. But number two, this is really what I think four reporters used their time to ask about yesterday. Really? Well, and how do these reporters know that they speak for all Asian Americans?
Exactly.
How deeply offended.
Let me
they
just
are.
Say, a good friend of mine's from China and, and said,
"Oh, you got a Chinese friend, uh-huh?"
No, no, listen to this. She literally said, "You should hear some of the things we say about white people and about Americans." And another thing, on top of that, I was actually born in Japan and my family lived all over Asia. And
sure.
One thing that was really funny that we used to joke about quite a bit was the Japanese school kids used to pull their eyelids down to make like a big rounded eye.
Oh, Lord.
And would stick their tongue out at my dad when he'd walk by. And it was really kind of funny. My dad thought it was hilarious, you know? And he's from the South, and it was a funny joke. We thought it was hilarious. At no point in time do we ever say, "I'm offended."
Right.
You know? And so it's not like...
Well, and I've met folks from around the country. They're like, "Oh, you're from Alabama."
Sure.
I'm like, "Yeah, I'm from Alabama." Oh, Lord. Like, and it's this sort of thing. Or maybe it's the John Bolton book. Or maybe it is, like, what is the exact offense given by a particular statue at a particular time and place? Hey, some, it's not a hard argument to make. Others, it's like, why are you pulling down Abe Lincoln? Why are you...
Francis Scott Key?
What? What are you doing? But it seems like, though America has serious issues facing it, we're caught up in lesser pursuits, or more shallow pursuits. Even when there are serious issues on the table, we can't seem to focus on the serious issue and have a serious conversation. We either go to talking about BS, almost said the actual words, not the acronym. We either focus on BS, or we focus on destruction, violence. So we're going to define ourselves by the BS we shill, and how offended everybody is. Or we're going to decide the American character by violent events that really define the nation. And I'm not talking like major violent events like, you say, wars, like the Civil War or the World Wars. I mean like rare violent events, more and more rare over the years of, say, interactions with the police. or let's define our societies, whether it be the city of Montgomery or Chicago, by the violent crime there. Now, if there's so much violent crime that you can't operate and build up investment in a particular area, that's a problem, especially in Chicago. But here's my point. I think the lockdown and the coronavirus has really put a damper on discussing the serious issues. Now, the virus is an issue unto itself, and it seems to be the one that's on everybody's mind, whether you're for or against the approach certain governments are taking. My question is, will any of this be remembered on November 3rd? Will we give a damn about the John Bolton book? Will we give a damn that Donald Trump said kung fu? Will you care that Joe Biden kneeled at a church? Which, he's Catholic, he's been doing it his whole life. It wasn't like it was something special. I mean, what do you actually care about when it comes to electing the next president of the United States? And what do you actually care about when it comes to seeing these monuments, these statues in American history? You know, I say it all the time. I wrote a song something like 8-9 years ago, and one of the lines is, "Don't you know the tyrant in you is the tyrant in me?" And let's be careful not to set the tyrants free. Because even our protests, even our agendas, our movements against tyranny can easily morph into something that is only meant to destroy beautiful things for destruction's sake. And that's looking at all of human history. Revolutions tend not to work out too well. They throw out the people on top, and then they become the tyrants themselves. And so when I walk downtown Montgomery and I say, you know, see the monument, the big Confederate monument on the Capitol grounds, if I have to say what it means to me in my heart of hearts, I know some Civil War history. I know some, I could give a good answer like on an elementary school Alabama history test. But what does it mean to Joey personally in my heart of hearts? Nothing. Now, maybe that's wrong. And then I could ask somebody, what should it mean to me? And one side's going to talk about heritage and history. Another side's going to talk about a terrible, terrible legacy. What should it mean to me, though, at the end of the day? What does it mean to the people of Alabama to have it on their Capitol grounds? And if that could be the place of conversation, instead of tear it down or I'm offended that you don't respect certain... The whole point of a monument, of a statue, is to start conversation and to understand the people who put it there, to understand what they were hoping to represent. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But this whole move to just tear things down and destroy things, well, it'd be a shame if we destroyed something beautiful. And I don't just mean statues. Because something more beautiful than any given statue or sculpture or monument is the values and the history of this country. And if folks are looking to fundamentally tear down not statues, but the values and history of this country in order to remake it to their heart's desire, then we need to watch out. And I would tell the folks who, if that is your agenda, and maybe you have good intentions, you should check your intentions and the means that you are going about trying to bring about your goals. We got to wake up to the serious issues. Stop getting tied down into nomenclature, tied down into, really, at the end of the day, things that don't affect our lives greatly. We're in the middle of an economic crisis because of the virus. We're in the middle of a massive reorganization around the globe of the balance of power, especially with the rise of China. We still have massive debt and deficit problems. Healthcare, well, it ain't all that great, if I could just be glib about it, and down home, it ain't all that great. And generally speaking, I think we should stop trying to rule our fellow citizens through D.C., and we should give power back to the states and the people. But, you know, I don't have a magic wand. Good luck with that. But there are serious things facing us. And yet we get caught up in, President Trump said kung flu. America 2020. Hey, we haven't really even begun the presidential campaign. It's kind of happening. They're doing little tests here or there, how Biden and Trump will fight. But we'll see.
We'll see. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ken. Hey, Ken.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you, sir?
Very well said. Kudos.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Hey, I just got a quick something to say. I try not to be too long or too deep for Jack. But anyway, a lot of this didn't have to happen. The Civil Rights Act, affirmative action, the right to vote, equal opportunity, equal housing. A lot of those things didn't have to happen if we had just, after the Civil War, followed the Constitution that they say they believe in and honor, and just given everybody equal rights and everything, and just, even after Emmett Till, if they've done it after then, or even after when Rodney King, after all these Jim Crow laws probably wouldn't even be here if they're just after that, follow the Constitution, give everybody equal opportunity. We want to need all those things, but the good old boy neighbor had this take over. And, a lot of folks like driving from this daisy. That's fine. But some of us didn't want to drive from this daisy. Some of us wanted to do other things. Some of us wanted a chance at other things. But we had to go through all these acts and Congress and laws to get where we are now. And every time something happens, just think about it. Every time somebody gets killed or something happens, things burn. And it gets more and more and more. Now we're pulling down statues. Now we're changing names of Eskimo pipe. Now we do it. Every time something happens, equality that we don't get, something happens. What's going to happen next? But all of this we didn't have to go through. If just after the war was over, you lost, hey, follow the Constitution. Give everybody equal rights. If you want to do this, do it. If you want to die from this daisy, if that's what you want to do, do it. Fine. But no, we had to make and get laws to be equal, and we're still fighting today. And that's all I had to say.
The one thing I would want to say to that is I like the idea that you said it didn't have to happen, because I agree that men, human beings, men, women, the large sense of men, we have free will. It is not set in stone. Now, it's not like, we're born in a vacuum, do whatever we want. There's culture, there are family members, our friends, people we're around. And culture is always a bit oppressive, no matter any time in human history. You got to, as an individual, wrestle with it and deal with it. Are you familiar with a guy named John McWhorter?
I can't say that.
He wrote a great. He's a linguist professor at Columbia University. Fantastic, interesting guy. He does a podcast on linguistics and language. And he first came to national prominence because he had actually studied Bonnick, so to speak. That wasn't the term he used, but. He got in trouble with the left, even though he's center-left, voted for Hillary, he's a Democrat, doesn't like Trump, because he said, I don't think it needs to be taught in school like any other, dialect or subset of the English language should. I mean, but that's where he kind of rose up, and again, he's very center-left, and he wrote this great piece in The Atlantic in 2018 that laid out kind of the history of black empowerment in broad strokes. So after slavery that you mentioned, you get the, idea of we have to just get the basics lift up, education, literacy, and you have folks like Frederick Douglass saying, hey, leave us alone. Y'all have done enough. And then in the 20s, you start to see the real movements with the arts and entrepreneurship, and even despite of Jim Crow in the South, but also places in the North and segregation, you saw massive growth in black wealth, and which is an amazing story. And then rightfully so, here in Montgomery in the Civil Rights Movement and other parts of the country, you see that, for instance, it was 2-3% of the black population around here in the 50s was registered to vote. And a few years after the big push, you get 50-something percent voter registration. And that's not with, say, folks giving out those registrations saying, oh, yeah, sure, they had to fight for that. And the Civil Rights Movement was a huge success. And then McWhorter says what happened, especially recently in the 90s and here into the 2000s, is it was first, empowerment, then entrepreneurship, business, and the arts, then it's civil rights and more legislators in the, the Congress and at your state level. And now it's become almost like a psychological cleansing of folks. And he warns that this could be very dangerous in that it's continuing to define black success, he's a black man himself, as
we have to cleanse the heart of every white person. And I'm all for cleansing hearts and people self-reflecting. But at a certain point, I worry that we're in this dynamic of we have to kind of throw out the founding of the history, the founding in the long history of Western civilization in order to empower folks. And I'm not with that. I think it's folks going too far. And
I don't have a problem with some of the monuments and some of the things. I mean, I think all history has a place. I don't have a real problem with all those things. I have a problem. My problem is that it just bothers me that now, after everything that's happened from, you know, way back to the Civil War, a lot of folks just don't understand, well, why are you angry about this?
Right.
You know, that's the part about you need. And that just shows me you really, really, really don't get it. The reason why is because you didn't hold your end of the bargain of your Constitution that your forefathers wrote. That's why.
Well, and that's where I think we can build common ground is let's hold to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Let's,
why not?
As let's live up. I love that Dr. King referred to the Declaration as a promissory note. And I just worry that there are some folks these days, and it's more not a race thing, it's a left-wing thing is the way I would put it. Not just a Democrat thing. I mean, like,
well, you know,
a
Democrat,
left-wing...
I think the word Democrat now is just a code word for other things. I'm not going to be sure. I just think it's cold. But, you know, it just makes you, it really saddens you, especially like what happened Sunday. It showed it, look, you know, it just, you think you're making progress, but read your Constitution, what you're supposed to be about, what this country's supposed to be, or how we're supposed to react. And we never would need a lot of these things if you just had done that simple thing. Okay, it's over. We're going to do this. Bam. We go. Hey, keep up the work. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken. No, and it is the idea that we self-correct. And we've been self-correcting for hundreds and thousands of years. Started all the way back at Athens and Jerusalem. We're carrying it through to America today. And amazing things have happened in just a few generations. So instead of tearing things down, we should talk about where we are, what things mean, how we can build consensus, and not just a negative piece, but a positive piece. And then focus on the big practical issues in our face. That's what presidents should do, whether foreign policy or domestic policy. Not get lost in the Twitter wars and, well, as George Carlin says, he leaves the symbols to the symbol-minded. More news and views when we come back. Red Top, Jim, Leon, hold your positions. We'll be right back.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The health and safety of your family is your number one concern. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, is here for you. They're taking precautions for your safety as well as that of their employees. Come check them out for your household needs. They've also got meat, produce, dairy, and other grocery items for you. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store, still here for you.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, intern the Tim in the house with me. This song came on while I was getting ready this morning, and I'm like, that's fitting. Thank you, random playlist. I feel that way this morning.
I believe in miracles.
It's my narcissism. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Again, folks, 279-6036, 279-6036 for 50% off on all those old video format to digital format transfers. Bring those memories, well, from the analog past to the digital future. 50% off for the month of June, but you got to call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036 and tell them you're a News and Views listener. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team, Dan Black Studios, for being a great sponsor here of this hour of News and Views. Let's go to the phones and talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good morning, and just to bring back a topic you and Richard were talking about and some history, St. Francis is the one who is responsible for having all the different ethnicities and colors of Jesus.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, and because he started also the nativity scene, and it was his great idea to make Catholicism more relatable to everybody. So he really helped spread the religion around the world by putting black Jesus, Asian Jesus, Hispanic Jesus, etc. Now, on another subject, I am an artist, and I have considered doing a sculpture, and I will never do one now. Because who's going to not like what I put up and tear down? I sure as hell wouldn't do a sculpture of a person.
Well, just do one of Ozymandias, and you'll be good.
Yes. I mean, there's somebody who doesn't like somebody everywhere. Out of all the people, there's somebody that ain't going to like who you make a sculpture of. If it's a naked woman, they'll say it's obscene. If it's a naked man, you're gay. I don't know what to do about this situation, but the best thing to do is just get on and get to work. That press secretary for Donald Trump is fantastic.
She really is quite effective at her job, and she just wouldn't give in to it. It wasn't just the CBS reporter. Like, several reporters just kept saying, so what is he going to take back saying Kung Flu? It's like, you'll keep saying it. Stop.
Yeah, you know, the rally, there was no issues at the rally. They kept it peaceful. They kept everybody separated. I have got no news on how much the coronavirus was spread. Apparently it wasn't, so it's not news at all. So his next rally, is it tonight or tomorrow night?
Do you know, Tim? I don't know.
I'll look that up.
I don't think it's tonight.
Yeah,
probably tomorrow.
Yeah, they were talking about going to Arizona. And so that's good.
It might be tonight.
It might be tonight then because he's traveling there. So
yeah, it might be, guys. I think he's going to slam three of them do another two this week, which is great to get the ball rolling and push him out of the way. And that's what he's going to have to do. And has Joe Biden now committed to these three debates?
Not that I've seen. I think they're going to try to hold out. Trump wants four, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, that should be good for about 30 seconds, and then the rest of it's going to be a slaughter.
Are we going to get, like, meek, mild Joe Biden? No, I'm up with my time. Or are we going to get, like, that angry Joe Biden who, like, mid-angry rant or screed forgets what he's saying? I love that Joe Biden.
We're going to get to Joe Biden that on the interview I saw with him, I don't know which one it was, but he kept on going back. I'm doing this for my son, Bo.
Right.
And I love Hunter.
Right.
He kept going round and round in that, so Donald Trump's going to go, well, the Chinese are taking advantage of the world. But I love my son, Bo. And I love my son, Hunter.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm thinking of Bo all the time.
In all seriousness, Red Top, the only speeches I've seen Joe Biden give in the last few years that were actually very effective seemed like he was speaking from the heart were eulogies. And so that can only take you so far.
Yes, yes. And it's this is a terrible joke. It's a dead end. On that note, Roll Tide, go Trump.
More offensive puns from you right-wingers. 272-9228. Leon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. Hey, man, you know what? I am just so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I concur with you when you was talking about the statues and stuff. Those statues don't mean anything to me. I can walk by them, go in the courthouse or whatever, walk by them day in and day out, and probably never even notice them. Now, I understand that some of them probably offend some people or whatever, or make them think, because I don't like to think about when they say, go back, go whatever. It depends on how far you want to go back, because I really don't want to go back to some of the stuff that I have experienced in my life.
Sure.
But anyway, it's just people, men, you know, need to just look at their heart, man, and start to be men, because most people know what's right and know what's wrong. And we done got to the point in this country where we can just try to make a right, a wrong, a right all the time. And that don't work, man. That don't work.
Right.
That's why we got all of this unrest and all of this craziness going on. But you know what, Joey? Maybe it had to be this way to get us to look at ourselves. You know what I mean?
Well, and if you look at a lot of Western civilization, going all the way back to, like, ancient Greece, going back to, you know, Judaism and Jesus coming on the scene, and, like, it's mm-hmm. always been a struggle. That's, I mean, is anything, right. It's not like I wish, what Ken said was right. It didn't have to be that way. But I'll put it this way, injustice should not stand and shouldn't happen. But I'll also say, what in this life that is worthwhile in your life, Leon, did you not have to fight for in some way?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. That's my I concur with you on that. But we just need to get away from some of this craziness and think. And as far as the upcoming presidential election, I'm not looking forward to that because I'm so sick and tired of the Democrats, Republican diggers. You know, like, I wish we could just fast forward and get on past that stuff because I know it's going to be just as ugly as it has been. So I'm not looking forward to that, but I know it's got to happen.
Well, I chuckled. I chuckled because especially the last one, I hated it, and I've learned to just kind of look at the craziness and laugh at it.
Yeah,
you know.
And I hope I live to see that one day that we get. You know, I'm more focused on local elections anyway. I hope I live to see for one day, as great as this country is, that we can get two of the great individuals to run for the office of President of the United States. So we can have the best of the best and put us back on the right track of being leaders and people that, I mean, a country that people look up to, people that want to come to.
Amen.
Because right now we have fallen back so far. I don't know if we'll ever recover.
I think we will, but I have hope we will. But I think you're right. Maybe this is the fever we got to go through before it breaks and something better comes. Yeah. But I appreciate you, Leon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Jim, Charles, hold your positions. Be right with you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis down here at the Capitol Oyster Bar on that beautiful Alabama River, right down here next to the RV park we just opened up. That's right, the Montgomery Marina RV Resort, the Montgomery Marina. There's all kind of things going on down here. We're easy to get to right off I-65. You take that North Boulevard exit, then take the first exit. It's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. Follow that to the end of the road. You're going to find us down here on the river. We rent out pontoon boats. That's right. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card and come enjoy this beautiful river. If you hadn't been down here, it's really a good time. Everybody comes back with a smile on their face. We'll cook you up fresh seafood. You can take it along for a picnic or come in and dine with us or take it home, will you? We got a steamer. We steam up those shrimp from Argentina, some big old fat snow crab legs, crab claws. You know, I got some regular old Gulf shrimp, royal red shrimp. I know we find you something good out of the steamer, and we can fry it, we can grill it. Y'all, don't forget about the RV park down here. We're ready for you to get down here. Bring your boat, bring your camper. Come join us. We're looking for you. See you soon.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie. License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is thunderstorm season, and the radar will be very active again today. The heat and humidity will add fuel to the fire. High temperature close to 90 today. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. A couple of stronger storms possible with damaging wind gusts, tropical downpours. Low temperature tonight down to about 71. Tomorrow and Thursday, more of the same. Showers and storms in generous supply, especially in the afternoon and evening. Low to mid-80s tomorrow and Thursday, and the storms thin out in number Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
President Trump has an important message for Alabama. He has endorsed Tommy Tuberville for United States Senate and wants you to vote for Coach Tuberville on July 14th. Here is Tommy Tuberville.
I'm very proud to be endorsed by President Trump. I'm running to help him drain the swamp and build the wall, and no amnesty ever.
President Trump said Tommy Tuberville is a real leader and a winner. Trump knows Tuberville is strong on the border and that he loves our military and vets. As our senator, Coach Tuberville will donate his paycheck to charities that help Alabama veterans. And like President Trump, Tuberville is an outsider who will drain the swamp.
I'm not a career politician. I'm really a politician's worst nightmare. I'm not looking for a career. I'm looking to help save this country with Donald J. Trump.
Coach Tuberville, the conservative endorsed by President Trump.
I'm Tommy Tuberville, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tuberville for Senate, Inc.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing out the first hour here. Eddie Bader joining us in the studio.
Good to be here, Joey.
I'm Joey Clark. He's intern the Tim. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you want to get 50% off transferring those old analog format videos, old videotapes, into a digital future, preserve them for you and your kids into the future, whatever those old videotapes may hold. 279-6036, that's the number you need to call, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here this hour of News and Views. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joey.
How are you?
Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, Joey, you said something profound. No, I'm just kidding. No, really. you were talking about the statues.
Yeah.
And you talking about, you know, I'm like you, I don't think about them. I see them all the time. But you said, like, if you're out, somebody's, you know, downtown and they're walking around like a tourist and they see the statue, and then they would talk, they strike up a conversation about it. That's the point.
Yep.
That's what statues do. They strike up, you get to strike up a conversation about it. That's why these anarchists are tearing them down. They don't want any conversation.
Right, they know what history is, and they have decided it for everybody.
That's right. So they're going to tear them down because they don't want to hear. They don't want you to talk about it. They don't want anybody to talk about it. They're going to change it. So that's the whole point of why they're tearing them down. And I'm glad that last night they stepped in and stopped them from tearing that one down in Washington, D.C.
Well, and there's play in the joints. It might come a day where the Alabama legislature says, well, we want this conversation to take place, but not on the Capitol grounds. Maybe we move it to the Memorial Park. Mm-hmm. And that can change with any given situation. It's up to a given people in the given place.
Yeah, but destroying stuff just because you don't like it, that's not, you don't get anywhere doing stuff like that. That's, you know, what are they going to do now? Are they going to have them blow up Mount Rushmore?
Right.
Is Stone Mountain going to be demolished?
They've been wanting to go after Stone Mountain for a couple of years, yeah. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.